This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's show, we'll be visiting with our good friend Joyce Fickery, who's a nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. As we know, Christmas is almost here, and if you're struggling with ways to stay in a healthy routine over the holidays, Joyce has some tips to help you stay on track.
A few tips just to get us through. First of all, start your day with breakfast. That's always the most important meal of the day. And also, don't skip meals. I think a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to skip a meal because I'm going out to eat tonight, and I'll just really eat a lot of food tonight. But it does make a difference. Protein foods are very important. They help keep us feeling fuller longer. So make sure you get some protein through your day. And, of course, dairy products are a great source of protein, milk, cheese, and yogurt. Provide 8 grams of protein per serving. The other thing to remember is just make sure that you're getting the other food groups in, making sure that you're including protein foods as well as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains along with that dairy. And then the other thing that can be a little bit hard maybe on some days is making sure we get that physical activity. The recommendation is to try and get at least 30 minutes of physical activity most days of the week.
Now, as you and I both know, no matter how hard we try, we are going to be faced with foods that are high in calories. But lucky for us, Joyce has some tips on how to handle that situation, too.
The key is really to remember 3 very simple principles of healthy eating, not only for the holidays, but really throughout the year, and those are moderation. All foods can really fit into a healthy diet. We just need to make sure that we're watching the portion sizes. Another thing that may be helpful is just simply to use a smaller plate. And so that's something that is very easy to do. The second thing is variety. Make sure that we're enjoying a variety of foods, including dairy products, to get the 40-plus nutrients that we need in order to be healthy. And then finally, balance. And that simply means choose foods from all the food groups and try and balance higher calorie foods with maybe some lower calorie foods. And it doesn't have to be within a day's time. You can do this over several days or even throughout the week. So if you know you're going to be consuming a lot of calories on one particular day of the week, maybe even things out with a few lower calorie meals the rest of the week.
And not only do we struggle to keep a healthy routine during the holiday season, even after it's over, we still can be faced with leftovers. Joyce leaves us today with ideas on how to use those containers of food that were left behind.
I love leftovers because there's so much you can do with them, and it's like you already have the prep work done for a lot of your meals that are coming up through the week, or you know, maybe you will freeze additional turkey or ham, and you can pull that out from the freezer and use it. Probably one of the easiest things to do is simply make a ham or cheese sandwich. You can put some Swiss or Gouda cheese with that. Use your favorite type of bread. And then, you know, even from Thanksgiving, if you have things like cranberry sauce left over, spread a little bit of that on your turkey or ham sandwich. It's delicious. And there are lots of different things you can use with, you know, leftovers for, whether it be the sandwiches or things like soup or even turkey enchiladas. So always keep in mind some of those. And if you do have a lot of leftovers and you won't be able to use them up within the next couple of days, freeze them, or you can always send them home with your family and friends, and I'm sure they will appreciate the leftovers.
And thanks again to Joyce Fickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council. And before we wrap up today, I'll leave you with the 10 reasons that Santa Claus could have been a farmer. So we'll start at the bottom and work our way to the top. So number 10, he takes care of the needs of the whole world. Number 9, he covers a lot of ground in a hurry when the pressure is on. Sound familiar? Number 8, he's used to getting in and out of tight places. Number 7, he could stand to lose a few pounds. Now, I'll remind you that I did not make this list. Number 6, his wife is an excellent cook. That's probably the reason for number 7. Number 5, he's good with kids. Number 4, he works outside even in bad weather. Number 3, he knows how to get by with the same equipment season after season. And with the market prices we've seen, you're probably thinking the same thing. Number two, he's good with livestock. And number one, he works all year just to give his stuff away. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and I'm Katie Wilson.